Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. In a stunning development that sent shockwaves through Hollywood's liberal elite, ABC has pulled the plug on the ultra-repulsive lunatic Jimmy Kimmel. Kimmel's Trump derangement got so bad that even his own liberal bosses couldn't stomach anymore. But here's the part that'll really blow you away. Stick me to the very end of this video because we're going to find out that something even deeper is going on here. Something that exceeds Kimmel's vile and vicious hatred. Something that's coming for even more Hollywood elite in the days and weeks ahead. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age all over the world that you are making happen. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, who would like to share with your friends these Turley Talks episodes, but in quick little snippets? Well, now you can because I started a new channel. That's right. If you're looking for clear, powerful insights to make sense of the world around us in just about 60 seconds or so, check out our brand new Turley Clips channel. These are short, inspiring takes that help you think clearly so you can live courageously, rooted in timeless truths and hopeful trends. And I would really appreciate if you would go on over there right now and subscribe and share it with your friends and family. Just click on that link below or search Turley Clips on YouTube and be sure to subscribe so you're always grounded and always ready. All right, let's dive right in here. Never a dull day in the golden age. First, it was the ultra-woke Stephen Colbert to get the axe. Now, it is the equally repulsive Jimmy Kimmel. On Monday night of this week, Kimmel crossed a line that even his woke corporate overlords could not stomach. During his monologue, he brazenly lied about Tyler Robinson, the 22-year-old leftist assassin who admitted to murdering conservative activist Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University. Take a look at what this scum said.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
So that was a lame attempt at a setup for a joke that would go on to fall flat. But as you heard there, despite overwhelming evidence that Robinson was a radical leftist with a transgender boyfriend who targeted Kirk specifically for his political expression, Kimmel shamelessly claimed that the, quote, MAGA gang was trying to distance themselves from, quote, one of their own. And then he went on to actually mock President Trump's grief over Charlie's death, comparing it to how a 4-year-old mourns a goldfish. Now, obviously, this was not comedy. It was the cruel exploitation by a radical leftist of a family's tragedy for cheap political points to score with a rabid lunatic left-wing audience. Even Disney executives, not exactly known for their conservative values, were reportedly livid about the inflammatory remarks, and so they decided to pull the plug on the show once and for all. Jimmy Kimmel is officially done. And it gets even better. Sinclair Broadcasting Group, they were one of the ABC affiliates to originally announce that they would no longer be airing Kimmel's repulsive show. Not only are they filling Kimmel's time slot this Friday night with a special honoring Charlie Kirk, but they publicly called on Kimmel to give a substantial donation to Turning Point USA. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. Our good friend Christian Hines said it best. We are reaching levels of winning that some of you couldn't even imagine. Not only is Jimmy Kimmel's slot being filled with a special honoring Charlie Kirk, but now executives are calling him out to give a substantial donation to TPUSA. I mean, this is stunning stuff. The culture has turned. And it's true. And we've been saying it for a week now. They have no idea what they have unleashed. The modern progressive left has absolutely no idea what they have unleashed as a result of Charlie's assassination. They killed the moderate Republican. We are all radicals now. And the left simply doesn't know how to handle that. Because up until now, the lunatic left has been, they've gotten used to the rules that milquetoast Republicans set. Up until now, they've been allowed to pull off all kinds of violent cancel culture antics, and the right has refrained from responding in kind, knowing that if we did, we'd lose our republic. Moderate Republicans believe that if we descended to their level of moral filth, if we return fire for fire with the lunatic left, raiding their homes and indicting their leaders, canceling their media personalities, deliberately defunding their political party, if we descended to that level, then we will have lost our republic of virtue. Well, guess what? That all ended on 9/10. We don't give a shit anymore. That all ended on a university campus in Utah when the modern left showed itself to be the party of bloodlust that would kill all of us and dance on our graves. We're done. We literally do not give a shit anymore. This is our Braveheart moment. I said, it's our Braveheart, Patriot, and John Wick moment all rolled up into one. It is now our time to take the offensive. And as a result, the liberal left is in a full-blown meltdown. You wait until you see some of these pathetic and ridiculous temper tantrums over this. It is glorious. But first, while the world of radical leftists is rightly falling apart right before our very eyes, what about us? What about our world? Charlie always talked about empowering conservatives, both young and old, to take control of their futures, both politically and financially. And there's simply no better way for you to see your finances flourish than by investing in crypto like Bitcoin, Ethereum. Now, I get it. If you're like me, it's the volatility that certainly intimidates you, right? The extreme highs are awesome, but what about the equally extreme lows? Well, guess what? Your experience of that volatility is now officially a thing of the past. Meet Block Trust IRA. They are awesome. They have a super AI system that Bitcoin Magazine has named the number one crypto technology platform in the world among 1,500 global competitors. And what that super AI does is it works 24/7 to analyze global market data, and it predicts with uncanny accuracy the highs and the lows of crypto volatility. Block Trust IRA then sells at the highs, but then they buy up again at the lows, which mitigates the volatility, all the while you stand to make incredible gains. That's why I am a proud client of Block Trust IRA. I have my own account with them, and I absolutely love them. Their mission perfectly aligns with President Trump's Make America Great Again agenda, smashing down the barriers between loyal patriots and the financial freedom that you deserve, helping true Americans build impressive wealth in Trump's historic economic boom. So whether you're a teacher, truck driver, retiree, it doesn't matter. This is your chance to get into the crypto market with AI mitigating your volatility risk. So what on earth are you waiting for? Click on that link below right now or visit TurleyTalksCrypto.com and find out how they can help you, like they've helped me, join the Trump financial revolution that's finally giving forgotten Americans access to the greatest crypto wealth opportunity in history. And for a limited time, they're offering my viewers up to $2,500 in bonus crypto when you open up an account with them. $2,500 a bonus crypto. Yeah, it's amazing. Don't wait on this. Crypto created 80,000 new millionaires last year. Why not you next? Visit TurleyTalksCrypto.com. That's TurleyTalksCrypto.com. As expected, the legacy media and the Hollywood leftist elite have erupted in performative outrage. Keith Olbermann spewed out more of his characteristic verbal vomit when he tweeted out, "Burn in hell, Sinclair," alongside Charlie Kirk. Never has a forked tongue said anything more ironic. Ben Stiller whined that this isn't right, while MSNBC's Chris Hayes hyperbolically declared it, quote, "the most straightforward attack on free speech from state actors I've ever seen." Now, keep in mind, this is the same MSNBC's Chris Hayes who once said this.
So it was for the journeyman cable news host Tucker Carlson, just fired from his third network. He believed he could say anything, no matter how vile, no matter how disgusting, no matter how offensive, no matter how dehumanizing or belittling. And if you act like a sociopath over and over and over and over, you will become unpopular on the national stage. That's just like a basic principle. Over time, probably not going to work out well for you in the long run. Eventually, people will be rightly offended, disgusted by it.
Yeah, Chris, karma is a bitch, isn't it? So as you can see, these guys are scum. They're left-wing lunatics. They have zero credibility. These are, after all, the champions of cancel culture. These are the ones who wrote the book on cancel culture. These are the same people who celebrated the mass deplatforming of conservatives during COVID-19. They cheered when Jordan Peterson was canceled for refusing to use preferred pronouns, and they remained silent as social media systematically purged right-wing content creators. Now they are clutching their pearls because a failed comedian is facing consequences for mocking an assassination victim's grieving family. And that's, in the end, I think, the key to all this. The fact that Kimmel was always failing. In the end, bottom line, Kimmel's ratings sucked. Let's just be blunt. Kimmel's ratings sucked. Kimmel was ultimately let go because he's been an abject ratings disaster. In other words, the free market is simply working here. ABC executives were frankly long looking for a reason to pull the plug on the show. And Kimmel, being the utter moronic buffoon that he is, gave them that reason on a silver platter. Kimmel barely averaged 1 million viewers per episode as of August 2025. We get 1 million views a day on this channel. He was barely getting 1 million per night. That represented an 11% decline from the previous month. Now, to put that in perspective, Fox News' Gutfeld, he's been crushing Kimmel with over 3.1 million viewers. He gets 3x Kimmel's audience. And that's because the late night landscape has fundamentally shifted over time and Kimmel was getting left behind. Stephen Colbert's Late Show, despite being canceled earlier this year due to massive financial losses, still maintained around 2 million viewers a night, about 2x of Kimmel. Even Jimmy Fallon, widely considered the least political of the late night hosts, he was pulling in a comparable numbers to Kimmel. Greg Gutfeld's conservative-leaning show, it's become the undisputed king of late night. It's experienced a 30% year-over-year increase, while his liberal competitors are literally hemorrhaging viewers. The bottom line here is that Kimmel simply sucked. Everything woke turns to shit. He sucked in every imaginable way. He wasn't funny. He wasn't entertaining. He wasn't creative. He wasn't insightful. He was someone who a fringe lunatic left could turn on every night and confirm their bullshit biases. And ABC executives were frankly tired of subsidizing it. It really is as simple as that. President Trump's reaction was characteristically direct. Great news for America. The ratings challenge Jimmy Kimmel show is canceled. Ding dong, the witch is dead. The firing of Kimmel represents more than just one show's demise. It signals an extraordinary shift in our culture. It signals the end of an era when liberal comedians could mock half the country without consequences, secure in their cultural monopoly. Well, that cultural Marxist monopoly has been broken. It's been shattered into a million pieces, and audiences are voting with their remotes. As conservative comedy ascends and woke entertainment crumbles, Kimmel's fall serves as a cautionary tale. In a free market, nothing can save you from your own ratings disaster. The once heralded king of late night liberalism is dead. Long live the new true king, and his name is Greg Gutfeld. The revolution is finally here, and it's being televised. But Jimmy Kimmel won't be hosting it. All right, gang, that's a wrap. Now, if you want the latest updates and some behind-the-scenes goodies, head on over to turley.pub/news and sign up for our newsletter. Big things are always coming.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.